So next thing I know, I'm looking around the corner, and the next thing I know is I hear a giant ker-chunk, boom, and I'm like, and he done broke the casket, broke
I'm
the
not
lid.
Paying for
I don't
that.
Know what he was doing. And I came around there and I was like, burning holes in him. And he's just standing there like that little face he does, you know, where he's like,
All I did was touch it.
And I said, what are you doing? I said, I wanted to see how it worked. I'm like, you didn't need to see how that one worked. And it was like a $5,000, $7,000 casket. And I'm like, I looked at him. I said, if we have to buy that ugly thing, I will put you in it. I will put you in it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody to Designer Cornbread episode 46.
There you go. That was very professional.
Thank you.
It's like you're a professional.
I'm feeling very professional.
I need a new mic. I'm going to get a new mic, I think. Anyway.
Okay.
That's fine. Well, what's going on? Episode 46. I was just telling Joni that I've been sick since Saturday. So I don't know what's going on. I'm really just stuffy and sneezing. Now I have a little bit of a headache. So I don't know. I don't know if it's some kind of weird allergy thing. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like, so I apologize.
Well, we all had sinus headache when these big storm systems were coming through, which we got a banger of a storm the other day. Hit Memphis bad.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was rough. There was a
tornado in North Carolina somewhere. Did you see that?
I did not see that thing.
I looked at it wasn't close to camp. It was like in Raleigh area. Okay. But anyway, I was like, oh, snap. That's all we needed.
I did not see that.
Anyway.
Yep. Okay. So,
awesome.
So Holly was here in Savannah. You've been here most of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And
headed home and got sick.
Of course, after.
So there you go. Maybe my family makes me sick.
After our camp episode. Maybe that's it. I'm going to vote for that one.
I'm allergic to my family.
While you were here, we stayed in the pool and solved the problems of the world. And then you headed back to St. Louis.
Yep.
What about the weekend?
Yep. Well, I had a good.
What did you do over the weekend?
I did. It started out great. Like I got home and I went right from the car to a nice, really nice dinner at a place here in St. Louis called Hamilton Steakhouse. It's down on Shodo. It's kind of towards downtown a little bit, if anyone of y'all are familiar. And it was delicious. We went to celebrate a friend's 50th birthday. They were in town from Alabama, and other friends of ours from Alabama who live here. And so we just had a wingding of a time, and that was wonderful. And then the next day I did nothing. Like, I'm just in unpacking mode. I'm still trying to unpack from Florida. Like, I just got a box of stuff from the Florida all, cause I just didn't get to it. I was just not going to do it. Anyway, but then the next night we had a little happy hour with them again at 3:30, which works really well for my bedtime at like 7:30. So, you know,
right. Yeah.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And just unpacking, which was great. So that's what then I started to feel bad Saturday morning. I was stuffy. And then by the afternoon I was just a sneezing. So I don't know. Otherwise, I'm okay.
Well, I got a few stories for you. Ready for story time?
I am ready for story time with Joni.
Okay. So I'm going to a wedding the other day, which was lovely. Congratulations, Kelly. She's one of our girls that grew up here coming to Shankfest. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful wedding. Sweet wedding. Only cried, you know, once, twice, 20 times. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but I'm getting ready. I go and I'm kind of in a rush because I may or may not have fallen asleep on the float in the pool.
Oh boy.
And was perhaps running late. So I jump out of the shower and I go to my makeup counter and I sit down. And I am telling you that I just about came out of my skin. because I'm sitting there putting on the concealer under the dark circles under my eyes. When all of a sudden my dog was under the makeup counter and I didn't know it.
Stop it right now.
And Dingo licked me.
He's huge. How could he be under there and you didn't know it?
He's huge. Black and I can't see him.
Oh.
He's dark. It was dark and I don't know. But
Joni.
Anyway, yes, this tongue runs up my leg.
Dingo.
And I about came out of my skin.
I would have fallen out right out of my chair.
It scared the...
Did you say a wordy dirty?
Scared the hoo-wadi out of me.
Did you say a wordy dirty?
No, I don't think I did, actually.
That's a
no,
lie.
I did not.
She did 100%. Mm-mm. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I did not. Okay. I did not. No.
Whatever.
I was, VB, and I know. I was too concerned about...
About to
I
get
was
killed.
Too concerned about falling down and breaking a hip here. So, okay. And then I have some cell phone texting etiquette that we need to discuss. One, if you are not a fast typer, do not say the word help and hit enter while you're typing out a whole nother paragraph. So my friend Beverly, I'm sitting there and Beverly is deaf. And she sends me a text that says help! Exclamation mark.
Oh no.
And I'm waiting for more. Waiting for more information.
Oh no.
And nothing comes. And I type, where are you? Nothing comes. Oh. So I or she doesn't answer. I call her boys. Neither one of them answer, which I'm about to whip them over.
Yes.
Nobody answers. I have this help text. I look at JB and I said, run out there and make sure she's not in front of the house because sometimes she walks around the block here. And I thought she's like falling in the ditch or, you know, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
He's running outside checking the yard. Well, lo and behold, the whole paragraph, the next paragraph comes in that she was slowly typing. That says, you know, she needs help because someone hacked in her Facebook and they changed all of her information and they were holding her Facebook page hostage for $600.
You guys.
Yes. And there was no way Ron tried to help her. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So like all of her pictures, her whole thread, like all her
everything
stuff
it's
that's
gone.
On there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta back that up, guys. Yeah. You do know you can back that up if you want.
You can back up your stuff, but make sure you have two-factor authentication.
Yes. And Avery got her Instagram just stolen. They didn't ask for money, but all her this last year got taken, so she had to start a new thing, and then you just lose your whole little thread of stupid. Yeah. People like that are so stupid. I just can't stand them.
And Facebook makes it so difficult. You know, go report this, but you can't. So you can report it from like a friend's account.
Yeah, you can't report it.
But
from
then
your
it
own...
keeps going back to the. I mean, there's no way to do it. Of course, you know,
and there's no way for them to get it, which is so silly. Because I'm like, y'all are there in the little magic control room. Just push some buttons and get it back.
Get it back. That's exactly right.
I can't even. I'm having a hot flash right now just thinking about it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't really. I'm not
and
on
then,
Facebook that much.
Listen.
But.
Well, so then I get a message last night from a student. I did not. Well, she said, can you do me a favor? And she's one that, you know, I'm like, oh, Lord, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. And I said, maybe I'm scared.
Right. The answer. So, let's pause that for a second before you continue. That's another piece of etiquette. I will not say yes to when someone says, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, you got to say what it is.
You got to.
Or I guess I'll just be like you said, well, maybe, like, we'll see. Is it like, come do a, help you do a home birth in your tub? No. Is it like, loan you a pan?
I might do that.
Oh, gosh. Okay, carry on. Your story.
Okay. Anyway, so can you do, and then she doesn't answer. Well, she did answer like at 10 last night or something. I don't know. But I was asleep, so I didn't see it till this morning. She said, I need to borrow $100. I will pay you back, please. Well, let me just say, this student struggle. I mean, her mama's in jail. Her daddy's in jail. Her brother's in jail. I mean, this girl, I mean, she
right,
she
but you
needs
don't know that
help.
That's her.
So
that's
well,
not,
okay. So yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, one, I'm not going to loan her $100. If I give her $100, I'm not going to get it back. And I just need to just do I want to give her $100? So I said, where are you? Is my first question. And I said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't see this last night. Do you still need help? Yes. And I said, where are you? And she sends me a thing where I can send her money through Meta.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
yeah.
I said again, where are you?
Yeah. Hey,
and
Jim
she
Bob.
Said,
Jim Bob, I ain't sending you
said,
no money.
She said, at home.
Oh.
And she said, or how else can you get it to me? I said, I will bring it to your house. Or you could just click the link that I sent you. And I went,
how convenient. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. No. I said, I'm not doing that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Derek, in your basement. Get out of here.
In your mama's basement.
Yeah, get out of here right now. Derek needed a new deer stand and some Axe body spray, and he done try to get it from you. You guys,
you know,
I can't
so
today.
It is. It's one of those things where you go, you know, if you had sent me a, you know, hey, I need $100, please. I would have been like, yeah, no, this is fake. You know, but when you have a vulnerable student who doesn't, you know, it is, you know, I don't know. But anyway,
it makes it hard.
So
it makes it hard
online.
To help. There
That's
you
right.
That's your fraud alert, your little online fraud alert, guys. Yeah. And geez, I just can't even. The $600 for my Facebook account, I can't even.
Yeah,
like, you can have it. You can actually just have it.
Yeah,
that's fine. Why don't you pay me, and you can update
it
for me.
I know. Yeah. So Beverly started a new account.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
and you know,
a pain.
Yeah. Nah, there's no need in going over it. But, you know, shame on Facebook for not making that easier to deal
with. I know. You know, honestly, I really feel like it should be, you know, a little bit easier. But I guess I guess not. So I did have I have a lotion candle update.
Okay.
From our lotion candles that we got, that we talked about last week, everybody. And I sent you did I send the link for that?
I did. I put the link.
Okay, good.
The link is on our last episode.
Perfect. And it was like Element of Nature Essentials.
Element,
I think I got that right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, Divine. I used my Moroccan sea salt one because I'm saving my other two for more like fall. And so nice. Like the only thing that I discovered for me is I used it at bedtime. The scent is a little too strong for me at bedtime. I got it on my hands. It's amazing. Like, and I read the ingredients again, and it's like grapeseed oil and shea butter and all the stuff in there. And it smelled amazing. It was just a strong scent, and it lingered all night. And that was too much scent for me at bedtime, but for some people that might be fine. But so I used it this morning.
So am I reading between the lines? Did Tim roll over and go, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow, chicka, bow, bow. Get out of here.
Get it?
No. In fact, I don't even know if he was home. I don't know what was going on. No, it was just a lot of scent. I'll put like a few essential oil. It just stayed with me and it was a lot. And now it smelled really, really good. But at bedtime, I just don't need that much scent. So now this morning, I lit it while I was getting ready. I had my little candle on my little vanity thing and I lit it and I did all my makeup, got ready and then smeared it all over me and it's fantastic. And then the smell is with me throughout the day and they feel really nice. I'm not even kidding.
I too find it delightful.
It was delightful.
Yes.
Truly. So that was my little update. Just if you don't, you know, just you might have to use it at a different time, but it was very nice. Also, I just wanted to let people know that like last week, Joni cooked a mess of food one night. I just need to report that cornbread is the real deal because we were in Savannah and all that. And I think she did last week was the cheerwine cake recipe. And she's posted pictures because she had to make one. So which my people scarfed the leftovers. I barely got three bites were finishing it. And I was like, oh, someone go get me a piece. And they both looked at each other like,
Okay, and I will say this. Let me say this. I goofed making that cake because I was so concerned. I was too busy replacing the water with the tear wine. I left the oil out of the cake. Skipped over it. And as it's baking, I looked at Holly and went, I don't think I put any oil in that cake. Anyway, we decided though, and I looked, it was rising well. It was doing yeah, fine.
It tasted great.
It was a little grainy, I thought, but here's the deal with that, y'all. If it were just going to have a frosting on it, it might have been
It wouldn't have been good.
But when you're poking holes in that thing and you've got the gelatin mixture, or if you're doing one that has the sweetened condensed milk mixture, it covers it. It was fine. It was good.
The flavor was great.
The flavor was great.
And since it's in the fridge, it's like cold and you don't have to worry about any like moisture. You don't have to worry about it not being moist.
It was moisture than an oyster.
There was a lot of moisture. So it was delicious. But anyway, the last night I was there, was that the last night? I think it was.
It was. Well, I was making everything that I was going to put on our episode so that we could take pictures.
Made cornbread salad, and that was like our first recipe way back when.
Because I had a bunch of vegetables that somebody sent me from their garden. And so we needed to make the cornbread salad.
Well, we had cornbread salad and then we got right in that at lunch. We didn't even, we were making that up and we dove right in that bad boy. She made twice baked potatoes. She made jalapeno poppers. We had pork steaks on the grill. And then we had the cheerwine cake.
We call them pork chops down here.
Oh, I guess they were chops. No, they were chops. I'm sorry. They had the bone in them. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, pork chops.
Sorry, they had the bone. They were pork chops. Sorry. Anyway, it was quite delicious. We're done saying that.
Listen, so we did. I cooked a lot, and
she did. She was back.
Yep,
it was good.
We also went up. Too. It took me a month.
I know. We went up to her classroom. We went up and saw her home ec kitchen. They were putting in new stuff. She got some new cooktops and new cabinets and all kinds of stuff up there. So that was really, really good.
I went back up there today and I moved all my prep counters back and cleaned my desk off. And
I figured that's why I thought we could record later too. I was like, I bet you're going to get up there.
Well, listen to me.
What?
Saturday thought I had to go back to school this week.
Yeah.
I know I don't, but I thought I had to go back to school this week. Yeah. And when I woke up Sunday morning, I realized I have a whole nother week.
Joni, I'm so glad. Because you did. You said Tuesday. And I was like, oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
It's not tomorrow. It's next Tuesday.
Oh, Joni.
I got a whole week.
You got a bonus week.
It's a bonus week.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. I'm excited. That's
the best thing ever.
It was. Yeah.
So now you've got that time. You can kind of putz up there if you want and just chill at home. And thank goodness. Well, that is very good. I also want to let the people know, because I was looking back through some of my pictures. Anyway, I wanted to let everyone know that I was very proud of Joni for not buying the sign from the gas station in North Carolina. Maybe it was Tennessee, but I think you're in North Carolina.
No, it was in North Carolina.
That has a picture of a marijuana leaf and says, Jesus made the seed, Genesis 1:29 on it. She didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it. Take a picture of it.
She made me take a picture. We took a picture of it and told her husband that she had bought it for the front porch. But I'm really proud of your restraint.
Can you imagine? He would have died. He would have died if I'd come home with a big marijuana leaf that said,
I should have gotten it for him and like given it to him for his birthday or something like Christmas. Oh my gosh. That would have been so good, you guys. Why don't I think of these things?
I'm just not even gonna. Not gonna.
It was so funny.
Not gonna. Jesus made the seed.
Genesis 1:29. Okay, people.
All righty.
What else you got this week? We can make kind of a shorter one if we need to, but I'm,
well,
I know we had some other stuff to talk about. What about that movie?
We were going to talk about this. So Tuesday night, you and I went to see with my church, The Sound of Freedom. And, I thought it was very well done. And I think Mel Gibson is a genius director.
Did he really direct it? 'Cause I know we were wondering about that.
I believe it's a Mel Gibson. It's
okay,
a Mel
I didn't
Gibson
know if
deal.
He produced it or. It was very well done, and I'm really not that I'm some big film aficionado. I'm not, but
yeah, we're not.
We're not, but However, I can be a little critical.
I did take a cinema class in college.
Oh, that you're qualified.
So you know, I'm
you're qualified then. No, but you know, sometimes like the smaller studio, and I hate to even say this, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Sometimes the Christian-y movies.
They're cheesy. They're not well.
And there's some that have been really good. So I don't want to like paint with too broad of a brush, but
yes,
I'm always a little bit like, but this was very well done. The shots, the cinematography was really well done. Like I was like, okay, that really thought through the reflections and it was very good.
Yeah.
And the acting was outstanding. The kids, those two little kids.
Yes.
That played some of the main parts were, all the acting was outstanding. So I really recommend it. It was hard to, so for those of you that don't know, I think Joni talked about it a little last week, but it's based on a true story of a guy named Tim Ballard, I think is his name.
That's right.
And, who was he? He was working in some kind of police.
He would target the pedophiles who were putting out the child pornography and all of that. And one of the guys that he was working with said, I don't think I can do this anymore. And he said, look, we just put this guy away and this guy away and this guy away. And he said, but how many children have you rescued?
Right.
And he said,
the kids are still out there.
We don't say, until he did.
Right. And that's the story unfolding.
The story. And but y'all, just the whole, it was a hard watch because you know human trafficking and child trafficking, it exists.
Yeah.
And but the number of children and people in slavery today is horrific, and what those children go through,
one of the stats at the end. I mean, it wasn't a stat. They didn't give a number, but, and I've heard this before, but it was at the end of the film when it gave a little bit of kind of information and, you know, that there's more people in slavery today than there was back when like slavery was legal and happening in many places. So when you consider all this kind of human trafficking, and it's not just all sexual, a lot of it is working. And different things like that.
And that it's a bigger industry than the drug industry.
Yeah, it's becoming really, really, really an issue. And the thing that I thought was really, we talked a little bit about after the movie. So towards the beginning, you see the situation. Obviously, I'm not really giving anything away. A child gets taken and sold and very terrible. And let me tell you what, you just hate.
Yeah.
I don't want to even get into it too much because it'll really just make me there's people that this is what they do. Grown, I almost said a wordy dirty. I'm not going to say it. A grown man, grown men and women who are selling these children for horrific things. And it's absolutely shocking. And I have a special punishment that I have devised. But anyway, they show how this girl gets taken and her little brother. Again, I'm not spoiling it. It's the premise of the whole movie. The excitement is how it all plays out, or the story is how it all plays out after that. But, you know, we tend to think of a lot of times, I think, and this all takes place in Central and South America. I think all South America, maybe a little bit in Central America. And it happens here. It happens in the United States. It happens in every city in the United States. I've heard many, many stories of people and moms and incidents on Facebook and moms groups and stuff where they had somebody following them, somebody, you know, in the parking lot, someone like all kinds of stuff. But it was interesting in this movie because it showed like the scenario where the kids get taken. We tend to think of sometimes, well, it's, you know, they're not in a good family and they're neglected or they're vulnerable, which a lot are. I mean, that for sure. If you've got vulnerable, yes, you know, kids that are already on the street or out, you know, but this was a this was a situation and it was absolute like a con. And then it also showed clips, real clips of kids just being snatched, people driving up on motorbikes and mopeds. And there's two people on the bike and the one in the back just snatches the kid. They're playing with their friend in the street there. And I don't say any of this to scare again, the movie, you know, we can't just live in fear, but I mean, that's the picture that we have of it is not always the reality of it. And I thought that was a good eye opener. So
yeah,
it was good. So it was a little heavy. So,
go see Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it, I do recommend you go see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good because it opens your eyes. And I really think that there are, again, it's all a true story. And he's, I believe, still working in that. He's testified in front of Congress. And you know, Joni and I talked about this too. Let me just say, I'm not a big, like, let's pass a law for everything because I think, you know, we already have a lot of laws that just aren't enforced, you know, like that can become just a lot. You know, I'm big on let's kind of enforce the laws we have also, but there's a lot that I think we can do. I think this is what one of my takeaways from this movie was there has got to be a way here. Especially, and I know the criminals and the people that are doing all this online stuff, which is perpetuating a lot of the, and how a lot of these people do their business, right? It's how they hook up and get the people, kids, and do the pornography and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, all I'm going to say is there has got to be a way, for the internet, for the powers that be, for, the Facebook Metas, all those people who let me tell you what, their algorithms can shut down a lot of stuff if they want to.
That's right.
It should be absolutely gone. We should not have this on the internet. Now, I know the criminals move quickly and get around stuff. Like, I get that. I know it's not a static situation. I know that when stuff changes and the technology is always changing, I'm not saying it's simple or easy, but I believe that we are smart people. I believe we have some real smarty pantses out there. I believe that we need to have much tougher laws and hold people accountable for the people that are trading in these children.
Which means,
these people,
though, however, that you have to have people of integrity and outstanding character in office.
Yes, you do. Yep.
So
or
that's
you
all
know
I'm going to
yeah,
say.
Or
that.
Exactly. Pressure from those of us that do go see this movie because it'll fire you up. It'll make you go, hey, there's no reason for this anymore.
There's not.
It doesn't
there
solve all
absolutely
the
problem. No reason. No.
Like it doesn't solve, like it's a big problem and I'm not trying to be like, oh, that'll be easy. No, not at all. But there's a lot we can do with all the technology and things, and the laws need to be stricter. Like even the guy they got, you know, at the beginning who was selling the, and setting up the, it's all set up on the internet.
Yeah.
And self, like
that's
it's
right.
All, you know, how they find the kids and how they do all this stuff. Not all of it, but, you know, a good amount of it. And I'm like, look, we, you know, and I know how do you do that without people's privacy? And we got to figure that out. But I think there's a lot of smarty pantses that can figure that out. So there you go. If you're a smarty pants, go figure it out. So that was that. What
okay,
else?
I have some small town. I've got some small town life for you.
She's just a small town girl.
Now, this is not. That's right.
Living in a
lonely. I'm sure that all these people want to hear us sing. Okay.
Always, every day.
I have an obituary. I have an obituary that I want to read. This is not from my hometown. It is on the river. And this is the obituary of James Lovelace from Somerset, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And you can look it up. It is Pulaski Funeral Home. And I'm going to read this.
Okay. Give it to
born us. And raised in born and raised in Kentucky in 1963, a state that has been recently leaning toward more liberal values. We might add, Jamie, a divorcee father, grandfather, and proud owner of a few lots in the trailer park, had had enough and up and died on us on June 14th in order to avoid another presidential stolen election mishap in the near future. As a gluttonous eater of fried foods and snack cakes, as well as the occasional chili cheese dog, James tried in vain to give up the ghost by clogging his arteries and having a stroke in 2015. His twin boys, Rocky and Rodney, had other plans and made him go to the hospital. While waiting in the ER at the hospital, he was heard saying, "Let's make a break for it," only to be heard by one of the hospital staff and forced to go through the procedure. He wasn't too excited about the prospect, but went anyway. On many occasions in life, James was seen in his backyard at the trailer park during the early hours of the morning, hammering beers, standing over country-style ribs, and yelling, "It's got the head like a cat on it," while nearby neighbors would peek out their windows bearing looks of disgust and amazement as his party guests were slurring remarks about needing to speed up his cooking style. "We've been here since 5 o'clock," they would say. "I've got work in the morning." We don't know if he was married, but he definitely was a ladies' man. There was Kathy, Mary Lou, Tammy, Deborah, Carrie, Tina, Holly, etc., etc., etc.
Oh, dear.
Holly, you got some explaining to
do. It weren't me. It weren't me.
"It's the bones," he told us as proudly pointed to his skinny, pasty white legs. "Women love a good chin."
Oh, no.
We think he might have had some females waiting for him on the other side. Jamie loved his family more than anything else in the world, except ice cold bush, room temperature bush, T-bones, New York strip, prime rib shrimp, swimming poker, hatchback, Mustang GTs, tank tops, Kentucky men's basketball, and his personal copy of Eddie Murphy's Raw.
Oh, no. Is this for real? This is a real obituary.
This is a real obituary.
Who wrote this?
Leaves behind his second favorite son, Rocky, and Lizeth, Loveless of Arizona City, Arizona. His favorite son, Rodney Loveless.
Are you serious?
Hill, Kentucky.
Is Rodney writing this? His son wrote this.
Evidently, Rodney wrote this. What? Of Science Hill, Kentucky. A younger brother, Joey, and unofficial daughter, Melissa.
What?
And Coy Vance of the trailer park.
As well as
a pair of old boxers, which have Budweiser, the King of Bears, printed on the design. He will be moderately missed.
Put that on yours. She'll be moderately missed.
Pulaski Funeral Home is honored to assist the family with arrangements.
What in the world? When's the funeral? I kind of want to go.
I know, I did too, but it's already passed.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. He died in March.
Bless him and all his people.
That's just life in a small town. I'm just here to tell you.
Because let me tell you what, you know how much that obit would have cost in St. Louis? That would have been $2,000 to write in the paper.
No, shut up. Shut up.
I will not. I will not shut up. So okay. I'm just saying, you got to pick your words carefully.
Okay. I want to go back over funerals real quick here. When your mom died.
Yes.
You called me. And you were looking for, now in here, we got, you either get buried at the church or you get buried at Memorial Gardens, maybe in Savannah Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
But in the city, I mean, it's like this big ordeal to go find a plot.
Yeah. There's a lot of choices. Yep. You want me to tell the story?
Well, yeah. Go ahead. Holly calls me and she's out, they're out looking for a burial plot.
Yep.
And she calls me from, it wasn't, was it by a country club?
No,
or was
yeah,
it
was, I so here's, here we were, I want to say it didn't, not that it doesn't matter. I think mom was still alive, because that talk about weird is how you're going, like your trip of the day is she was sick. My mother died of cancer. She had metastasized skin cancer. And so she was sick for quite a while and I guess just about 6 months, a little longer than that. Anyway, but yes, so like we're going out, Tim and I, or we'll go, you know, she didn't have things picked out. She was 68. And anyway, so we went to look at the different cemeteries in St. Louis and figure out, try to help dad and everything figure that out. And so we went to one. It was next to Belle Reve Country Club. It was out kind of, if any of you know, that's like a PGA course out here in West County, St. Louis. And I want to say, I think the name of the cemetery is Belle Reve Cemetery. Okay. I'm pretty sure it is, and it's out there. So we go and look, and we're driving around, and we know, I mean, again, we're just like fresh starting. We've got a few on our list. We're going to go look and, you know, get all the information and stuff. And we're driving around, and we get up to this little section, and y'all, there's a putting green in the cemetery. And you can pay extra. You could pay an outrageous amount of money. The whole thing was an outrageous amount of money. And it, you can get buried right next to the putting green. And there was a sign that said, "Forever on the green."
Forever on the green.
Well, I lost it. I had to call Joni immediately, because I'm like, Joni, let me tell you where we are. We are at the cemetery, and there is a putting green, and you can get buried up here by this putting green and be forever on the green.
Hang on, Holly. I got to tee off on pops just
hang
a second.
Hang on. I got to practice a couple, strokes, shots. I got to practice my putt on Great Papa. I'm like, what is wrong, y'all people? And that's fine. You know what? Everyone do whatever it is that you want need to do. But I was like, we are not that kind of family. So I was like, we're out of here. We ended up at a very beautiful cemetery in South County. But anyway, another funny funeral story. Well, death, I don't know. You guys, you got to laugh. So then later on, after my mom passed away, just a few weeks later, then you got to go to the funeral home, and the cemetery we picked, there was a funeral home right across the street, and that was fine. And you got to go in there and you got to pick out a casket. Well, you know, I've never done this before. I've been to funerals and my grandparents and things like that. But again, we're doing that. And so Tim and I said, well, we'll go and look and do that. And so they take you to the basement. There's like a showroom for caskets, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
I did not know. Mm-hmm. And they take us down, and they're, and everyone at funeral homes, bless them. You know, that is not a job. That is a tough job, but they're so quiet and talk so peacefully, and like kind of like you're going to like fall apart if they talk loud, that it creeps me out. Cause I'm just like, I'm okay. Like just, you know, but they take us downstairs at the funeral home and let us into this big room. And it's a whole big casket showroom. There's caskets lining all the walls and in the middle. And the guy was like, you all just look around and I'll be outside and just let me know whenever you're finished, if you have any questions. And I'm like, okay, we will. Thank you. So he goes out. So then it's, okay. It just creeps me out. Y'all just talk normal. So he goes out of the room, and Tim and I are left in the casket showroom, and we're looking, and you know, that's just everything about the whole process is just weird. You know what I mean? And you just do it. You just, it's all weird. And you just weird. And I'm a big, like, we're big, like, let's go simple. We just don't need, we don't want, we like plain, beautiful, just plain, simple thing. I mean, for me, I just want to be in like literally a plain wood box in the ground. I think it's all this satin and fluff. It's just, it makes it even more morbid to me. I'm like, I don't even want that. So we're looking around because we have to pick one. There's, you know, ones that are all open. There's, I mean, these are $5,000, $7,000, you know, Cadillac looking, I don't know what all.
Yeah.
Well, my husband, decides that he wants to see how one of the lids works on one of the caskets. Now, you're not supposed to really play with the caskets. You're just supposed to look at it. And they've got the double top parts that open, you know, because you open the front half and the lower half stays down. And I was like, I remember I got in there and said, now, Tim, I said, do not touch. Do not
because,
touch.
Because again, Tim Broyles breaks everything.
He breaks stuff. He's better now, but he just tends to break stuff. He doesn't know his own strength and he'll push on something.
He is the ox in the china shop.
It's just unfortunately kind of true. So next thing I know, I'm looking around the corner and the next thing I know is I hear a giant ker-chunk boom and I'm like, and he done broke the casket. Broke the lid. I don't know what he was doing. And I came around there and I was like burning holes in him. And he's just standing there like that little face he does. Oh, you know, he's like, yeah. Ooh, like, ooh, yeah.
Oh. All I did was touch it.
And I said, what are you doing? I said, I wanted to see how it worked. I'm like, you didn't need to see how that one worked. And it was like a $5,000, $7,000 casket. And I'm like, I looked at him. I said, if we have to buy that ugly thing, I will put you in it. I will put you in it. Hope you fit. The guy comes in.
And he
hears the giant ka-chunk, you know, and he comes in and Tim was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, and he's like, oh, that's all right. It happens. Don't worry about it. And I'm just like, get out of here. Take this. We want this brown flame one over here. Just let me out. It was horrible. Oh, so yeah, that's the story of casket shopping in the casket showroom.
Listen, I have some funeral stories that we need to tell another time because right now I want to talk about bacon.
Ooh, so, oh, yes.
So
I need that bacon.
Everybody needs this bacon. Mm. So I'm going to go on record and go ahead and tell you this is my top three.
Mm. Top three.
Number one on my top three, y'all, is Hitman Bacon.
Hitman.
Hitman, you know, and I don't know the story behind the name of the bacon, but I can tell you about the man behind the bacon.
Mm.
So the man who, this is his company and his name is Jeff Letson. Now, I just want to go on record right now and say that Jeff Letson made my middle school life so much easier.
Because. Oh.
Because remember I told you I had an old, you know, Streety was 7 years older than me. So I'm the munchkin and she's in high school and she was really good friends with Jeff's brother, Jesse Letson. So okay. Jesse would come over all the time and Jeff was a couple years younger than Jesse. But Jeff Letson just happened to be like the hottest guy in high school.
Oh,
when I say hottest guy in high school, I am here to tell you that Jeff Letson was hotter than a firecracker on the 4th of July.
Oh,
I mean, now I don't ever remember.
Was he like, okay, was he like Sean Cassidy hot or like Matt?
Oh, no.
Matt Dillon hot.
Like Magnum P.I. hot.
Oh, he had a full grown mustache.
He didn't have a mustache, but he had this dark wavy hair.
Oh, okay.
And
all right. Okay.
Maybe I can find a picture of him. From when he was in high school.
Okay.
And post it.
Yes.
Without his permission. I'm doing it, Jeff.
Well,
so here's the deal. Jeff would come over to my house with Jesse. Now, they weren't there to see me. They're there to see Streety.
Right.
But it didn't matter because when my friend found out that Jeff Letson was at my house,
mm-hmm.
It didn't matter that I was the geeky, nerdy kid.
You were the coolest kid on the block.
Middle school.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that took me, my little brace face self, straight from, the bottom of the barrel to.
Zero to hero.
Yeah,
you were zero to hero. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Jeff.
That
made my life a lot easier.
That is because he's like, they're all like, wait a minute. She could maybe introduce us to him.
I know. That's right.
And you're like, I could, but y'all.
I could, but I'm not going to.
But I'm not going to.
Get enough.
So that's right. Too bad. Oh, I love that.
I'm a Barbie girl. No. Wow. Okay.
Stop.
So let's
I can't
talk
hear
about
that song again. I cannot hear that song again right now. I can't do it. Okay.
Okay, y'all. So Hitman Bacon. So first of all, It is in a lot of stores in West Tennessee, but you can order this online, and I'm going to post the products. And I asked him, you know, I said, hey, I'm going to talk about your bacon. Do you have any talking points for me? And he sent me a little video. Well, on his video, Holly, he talked about what you and I talked about while you were here, because I cooked, when you were here, I cooked the maple pepper bacon.
It's my ideal kind of it, because it's thick cut and it's got that pepper all on the edges, and you cooked it crispy exactly like it's supposed to be. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. So most of the time, I will tell you that I will cook my bacon in the oven.
Right, because I can't do the mess. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. However, we had stuff going. Like Holly said, I cooked and I cooked and I cooked. So the ovens were going. So I just cooked this bacon up in the pan. And then we somehow ran out of that bacon, Holly.
We ate it.
I don't know why.
Listen, in our defense, it was all three other dudes too. Like, it wasn't just us.
We ate it. It was, oh my gosh, y'all. It is so good. It is really so good.
Really.
But here's one thing that I noticed, and I had to cook more bacon for something else. And I didn't have the Hitman bacon. It was, you know, it was, and it was not a low quality brand, but it was just a regular grocery store brand. One thing that I noticed, if you cook in and it pops on you, y'all got that scalding grease, you know, third degree burn.
Yeah.
Well, I realized that when I was cooking the Hitman bacon, it wasn't popping on me. But when I cooked to this lesser brand,
it just was a regular
popping
brand
all over me. Mm-hmm. And I said, Holly, that means this has got to have a lot of fluid in it.
Yeah.
This has got, they've pumped this full of something. Well, sure enough, the video that Jeff sent me, he addresses that.
Okay.
So how it's full of water and chemicals.
Right, because all their flavorings and stuff is probably in some kind of liquid, whereas the Hitman stuff, it was like rubbed in there or some, I don't know what they did, but it was, oh my goodness. It was serious.
Now, I know, and he has done some specialty things, and maybe you need to come down here and we need to ask Jeff to come and get on the podcast with us and explain.
That'd be fun.
Because we could go up to the school.
Yep.
And he can explain this whole process, because I know that he has like soaked it in, I think he had a special order, the Yingling Hershey beer. That intrigues me. I'd like to know how that one was.
Huh.
So he has, but here are the brands, y'all, and you can go and you can order this on the website. Or you can try to get your grocery stores to order it too around there. I know it's, if you're in Tennessee, I know it's at a lot of the Food Giants, Piggly Wiggly
has it. Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly. Yeah. Piggly Wiggly has it. Okay. So they have regular bacon. They have beef bacon, brown sugar and bourbon bacon, buckboard bacon, Cajun bacon, coffee cocoa bacon, fall spice bacon.
Huh,
I haven't tried that?
That
one.
All
that one,
spice?
Fall, no, fall.
Oh, fall spice.
Autumn, yeah.
That
fall
sounds
spice.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound good? Mm-hmm. They have ground bacon that you can get.
Ground bacon?
Yes. Yes.
Like to make bacon bits or something? Oh, okay.
Well,
oh,
that's cool. The fairy. Listen, bacon bits are the fairy dust of the meat world.
They are the fairy dust. I always made the bacon and then cut it up. So that's just, they grind it and you just cook it and okay. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can put it in with your ground beef and make
that would be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be good in meatloaf. It'd make it taste so much better.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what about that? Yeah, keep going with your flavors.
Well, in New Year's you can get a hog jowl too. Okay.
Oh no.
They have Jamaican bacon. I don't know what's in Jamaican bacon, but
that's fun to say. It'll be jerk spice and jerk seasoning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Kosher deal bacon. I don't know about that one, but maybe. Okay. Maple pepper bacon, which is what you and I had.
That
one
was so good. That's a top flavor combo for me.
Yep. So Nashville hot bacon, Old Bay bacon, rasher bacon, and here, you ready? Because this is both our favorite. Uh-huh. Rosemary garlic bacon.
I do need to try that.
Now, I asked him where I could get that. And he actually sent me some through his daughter, Mallory, is precious. She is our music minister at church. And she brought some and stuck it. She had been sick, so she stuck it in the refrigerator at church.
Oh, nice.
And Ron, I sent Ron in to get it after church, and he came back with this packet of bacon wrapped in aluminum foil.
Uh-huh.
I didn't look at it. We got home, and I unwrapped it, and I went, and it was frozen, but I didn't think anything about it, and I unwrapped it. I went, Ron, this is not the bacon. Did you look in the refrigerator?
Oh, no. Oh,
I don't know. I just saw bacon in there. I grabbed it. So I have rosemary garlic bacon waiting on me, and I'm going to give you a full report, but I can already tell you that
it's
going
to be
delicious.
The foil? We need to know what was in the foil.
Oh, it was bacon from like the men's breakfast or something. I don't know.
It was just regular.
Yeah. Okay. It was not. Yeah. It was just it was that popping bacon.
It was that popping.
Pop out and
splattery.
Third degree burn.
We need to, if we do this, and have him on or whatever, we need to do a taste test and we need to sample all of them.
All the bacon, Jeff.
We need to have all the bacon.
We need all the bacon.
Well, we do so that we can talk about and we can know.
Well,
we need to
I'm
taste
just going to tell you, I had intended, my intention was to cook this rosemary garlic bacon and eat it in front of you on camera right here.
That would have been really rude. See what the Lord did?
I know. God gets me back.
The Lord took your rosemary bacon and gave you that nasty bacon because you were being prideful.
Yep.
About your bacon. Okay.
I know. Signature. Check this one out. Signature bacon steaks. I don't know what that is, but I'm willing to try it.
I don't know either, but that can't be bad.
Signature smoked bacon. Oh, Caleb would love this. Sriracha bacon.
Tim would love that.
And taco bacon. Huh. Now, I think it changes all the time. I think he like creates the different things. But y'all, I'm here to tell you, if you want hog quality, high quality, all natural. I mean, just fantastic bacon. Hitman Bacon. It is made right here on the Tennessee River in Clifton, Tennessee, which is the next town over.
Okay.
And you can order it. I'll put the link. I'll tell you right now. It is Hitman Smoked products.com.
Okay.
And now, but I will link to it on our website. So I'm going to go on right now. That is my top three, number one right
there.
That's
excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, give us the other ones. What else you got?
Well, I have to look at my notes.
Got to look at her notes. She's got to check it out, y'all.
Okay, y'all. Outdoor pillows. I have these outdoor pillows from Amazon that I ordered for my little, porch sofas and all that stuff. And you can get different covers for them. And so
Always good.
Yeah. So
you don't want to buy new pillows every time. You just want to buy the covers. Yeah. No one's got time for that.
Yeah, but they've lasted really well. I've just been really impressed. They're, all weather, great pillows.
There you go.
So like summer, I bought some summer covers and some 4th of July covers. And then I've got a whole list of fall covers.
I can only imagine the amount of pumpkins that are about to be out on those covers.
We got some pumpkins going, baby.
The footballs. I can just see it.
And the next thing that I like is the, an outdoor hammock. We do have an outdoor hammock, but it's an enclosed hammock. So, the biggest reason that we don't lay out, side in the summer is the mosquitoes. And those skeeters will tear you to pieces.
Listen, side note, my ankles and feet from being out that last night with your mom and on the porch. Those are some terrible. I got bit up bad. My poor feet are dead. Up. I did. And they itch like crazy. Okay.
So, but this is like all enclosed. It's a hammock. It's enclosed in a mosquito net. And so you can sit out there with your pillows and your bacon and just
eat your bacon. You can just munch away on your bacon and those skeeters can't get you. That's exactly right. That's right.
They were fantastic. They were fantastic. So.
That is wonderful. Well, that is good. And that is a good enclosure. I saw it. It's like self-standing.
Stand. Yeah.
So you could put it over anything.
I look out there and I think all it needs is like Snoopy laying over the top of it.
It kind of looks like a doghouse.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does.
But it's, So I'm enjoying my enclosed hammock.
That's right. Because you're right. You put a hammock in the trees and stuff out there and it's like, can't ever get in it hardly because the The stupid That's right. mosquitoes. That's excellent. Stupid, what a very good
stupid,
top.
Stupid,
stupid. Stupid mosquitoes. That was a very good top three. I liked
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Right.
So now I have a recipe for you, and I'm going to give you my pork rub. This is just a whole big pig episode today.
This is
Peace, Love, and Bacon Grease. That's on his website. Peace, Love, and Bacon Grease.
I love it. Her pork rub is very good. I know I've had this a bunch. It's delicious.
Yeah, y'all, you can do it with pork chops. Matter of fact, you could even do it on some Hitman bacon and make you some sugared bacon kind of stuff out of that. Okay, but
good.
You're just going to take some brown sugar, and I'll try to get some measurements. I don't do measures. I just throw it in there, but I'll try to.
She don't do measures. Measurements. She don't do measures.
Measures. And I don't do measures.
Yeah.
You just are going to get some brown sugar and some chili powder, some cumin, garlic powder, onion powder. And I usually use some sort of, whatever like grill seasoning that I've got, and just shake a little bit of that in there, and some cinnamon. And
yes.
You mix all that together and you dredge your pork chops in there, even some like bacon wrap pork chops. Again, Hitman bacon pork chops.
Yep.
Are fantastic. And you just grill them up and that's it. But that's been a very good, just a good basic pork rub.
Yeah. No, it is. And that makes it, that's like the perfect ingredients. If you like a sweet rub, that's just the perfect one. Perfect ingredient. That would be great on ribs. It'd be great on ribs.
Would be good.
It'd be excellent ribs. On ribs.
Yeah.
I love that. Sure. Well, that is just excellent. I'm glad that we got all that information. And I think that's it for today, unless there's anything else that we left out.
No, but, we just need to thank our sponsor, Optimus Media.
We do.
For sponsoring us and keeping us up and running. And
absolutely.
They do all our domain names and web hosting. And
you too can have a website. And a domain name and all the things you need for whatever you need, your small business, your podcast, whatever you want. You can have that too. You just contact Optimus Media and they will take care of it. So I guess that's optimusmedia.com. I'm guessing.
Optimus Media, OPTIMUS Media.
Like Optimus Prime, like the Transformer guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really that simple when you have someone that knows what they're doing. So
because Ron is a hero.
That's
a Transformer hero.
He is a technology hero. Hey, everyone, share this if you would. Tell your friends about it. We are just having the best time over here, and we hope that you're having a good time. It's fun sometimes just to get together and hang out, like with friends. You know what? There's a lot going on, and we cover some serious stuff as we did today and different things, but we just like to hang out, and it's like friends hanging out. And we like to hang out with you, and we hope that you like it as well. So share with your friends, share with the people you like to hang out with. Because if you like it, chances are they might like it.
Ow, chicka wow wow.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go take some medication, and I'm going to go. I think I'm going to watch some murder mysteries on the TV. We're having Factor for dinner, so I don't have to cook. Praise the Lord.
Your husband's getting together with Boogie.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, is he really?
Surprise! Yeah.
No, is Boogie back in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about this in a minute. No one cares. Wait, I just choked on my own spit. Okay. Everybody, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you later. Goodbye, cornbread.
Hey, corn dog.
I couldn't hear you. You sounded like an alien.
See ya, corn dog.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. What are you reading? Talking to me.
I'm looking. Jeff's daughter sent me a message, but it's not about.
She got bacon for us? Bacon, 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 bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon,
bacon, bacon, bacon, bacon.